Hello, it's Friday, the 9th of August, in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with our weekly news roundup of topics that you're not going to really see in the mainstream media and topics that are very important to us here at Liberty Tactics. So, tonight with me, I've got the wonderful Kat and the beautiful Christine over in Alabama. Hi, ladies, how are we doing?
Yeah, doing really well, love. Doing really well. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Had a bit of a
Great
traumatic
stuff.
week, but we've got kittens. Well, kitten. And it's all good. It's all good. Christine, how's things over there in Alabama?
Hey, we're making it. It is hot. It's been a hot, sizzly summer, and I have a feeling that may continue for a while.
It's just miserable and wet and raining, and just as most Augusts are now. Before we kick off, if you would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. We've been doing this a long time. We guarantee to bring you news that you're not really going to hear anywhere else, especially not on the mainstream. And we focus mainly on the children. And we're also now moving very much forward to looking at prophecy, people's testaments, because we've all found our faith. Christine has been a Christian for a long time. Myself and Kat, we're babies. And we think it's really important in these times when we look around what's going on that we share testimonies and also talk about some prophecy. So if you'd like to buy us a coffee, we would very, very much appreciate it. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Anywho, I think we better start with breaking news. This has literally just happened. A plane's dropped out of the sky, literally fallen from the sky. I presume it's over Brazil. That's all I really know. We've just looked at the little video, which we will embed in the X or Twitter post. We'll put that in the article of the show on the website. And it looks like it's coming down like a helicopter and it's crashed onto houses. Christine, you found the full, you found a bit of an article. What are they saying?
Right. I pulled up Reuters News and it says in São Paulo, August 9th, a regional turboprop plane carrying 62 people crashed near São Paulo in Brazil on Friday, killing all on board, local officials near the crash site said. The video on social media showed what appeared to be the ATR-made plane spinning out of control as it plunged down behind a cluster of trees near houses, followed by a large plume of black smoke. City officials say there were no survivors and only one home in the local condo complex had been damaged, while none of the residents were hurt. He's President Luiz, there's no way, something da Silva. Said, I have to be the bearer of bad news. Shortly after the crash, he asked for a moment of silence for the crash victims. And it looks like when you look at the video, instantly you're gonna have more questions than answers. I've never in my life seen a plane go down like a helicopter. And it's strange. So keep your eyes on this because I have a feeling that there may be more to that story. I'm very curious as to who was on board that plane. If there's one thing we've learned in all of our research, it's that planes don't generally crash by accident. And generally, when there's a plane crash, it is some kind of an attempt to silence someone or something. So I would just keep your eyes on this, and I expect more info to come from this soon. We'll see how it goes. What do you think?
Yeah, it's just pretty scary to be honest. You're right though, they don't just sort of drop out of the sky in that fashion. They're
Amazing.
quite rare in that plane crashes are rare anyway, unless they, sort of like you say, unless it's intentional, the
I
rarest of
know
them all.
when
There
I
were issues.
saw it, go ahead.
There were issues with Boeing, wasn't there? But this isn't a Boeing plane. So it just looks so odd the way it's going down. You hit them, you said, what if it's somebody's, you know, controlling it? What if it's been taken over?
Right. So we watched the video before we came on air, and my immediate response was, it looks like the pilot is trying to save the plane, and it looks like someone is working against him, like remotely. It literally looked like a remote control airplane almost to me.
See, the first thing that popped into my head, one of the pilots vaccinated, but then there'd be a co-pilot, wouldn't there?
Right. Crazy. Yeah.
But
I mean, anything can happen. And we have to remember in this day and age, to be honest, you cannot always believe what you see. You cannot always believe what you hear or what you read. So it takes a lot of discernment, and sometimes it takes some time after news breaks to get the real story. In fact, 99.9% of the time, I would say there's more to it. So we'll see how this plays out. But our sincerest condolences to any and all who were affected by this in any way. Yes.
Okay, so shall we do a quick little rundown of Diddy before I get into the heavy stuff? I think so.
Yeah.
So we haven't talked about Diddy in a while. We will be doing another part of the Diddy series as soon as we hear of his arrest and his trial. There has been a grand jury. We know that. But I thought just for this evening, we'd give a little quick rundown of the current lawsuits against Diddy. So it's all started back in November the 16th, 2023. Cassie Ventura alleges rape and abuse. He quietly went, and well, didn't quietly, he let her get, went all the way to it being filed. And then after it was filed, he paid it off. Why he just didn't pay it off beforehand, who knows? Then on the 23rd of November, Joy Dickinson-Neal accused of Diddy of sexual assault from back in 1991. Also on November the 23rd, Liza Gardner alleges sexual assault in 1990, moved, and it's been moved to a New Jersey court. On December the 6th, 2023, Jane Doe claims sex trafficking and gang rape from 2003. February the 26th, 2024, Little Rod, who we dived very deep into the court documents of Little Rod. If you want to listen to that, I will link that in the comment section on the website. So that was February the 26th. Little Rod accused of Diddy of sexual assault between 2022 and 2023. On April the 4th, 2024, Grace O'Maha sues over a 22 yacht incident involving Diddy and Diddy's son. I think that was King Combs. May 21st, 2024, Crystal McKinney files a lawsuit for assault from 2003. On May the 23rd, 2024, Avril Lampros alleges sexual assault in the mid-90s to early 2000s. July 2024, Adria English claims she was sexually exploited between 2004 and 2009. Diddy still denies all allegation and calls them attempts to tarnish his reputation. But word on the street is Justin Coombs, who was the son of Albie Shaw. And Diddy adopted him because he got with Misa. I think her name was Misa. Christine, you are the Diddy expert. Misha Hilton, was it?
It was her son.
It was her son with LB Shaw. And Diddy ended up adopting him, raising him as his own. Apparently he's kind of moved away from Diddy as well. So things are getting dirtier. We've still got, obviously, Kevin Hart, who's on those videos, Usher. What they did to Justin Bieber was absolutely horrific. And you need to also look into the disgusting family of the Kardashians, the mother in particular, who has pimped out and been the madam for her children. It's disgusting. It's so disgusting. I mean, what mother stands there and goes through sex tapes and decides what's the best one to be let out to the press?
I mean, right? So
what
disgusting.
What kind of person? You know, these people, demonic. I don't believe, I know Jesus and they, you know, you turn to Jesus and repent. And I know we should pray for these people, but have these people even got souls left to save?
That's the ticket right there. And the answer is a lot of them, no. And I'm going to get
just
into that.
Demons, aren't they? They're just completely like,
they're hybrids.
They're just demons.
They are literally hybrids. Yeah.
Kat, what do you say?
It just seems to be getting worse and worse in there for Diddy and the people around him. Yeah, I don't know. They've done so much bad. And I do believe, you know, you can repent. But like you say, I don't even think some of these people have even got a soul left to repent from. I don't know. I really don't know, because they've done some really evil, evil, evil things, you know?
It's all true. You know, these things happen. They worship Satan. They sacrifice children. The amount of people within the Hollywood who have come and spoken out about what goes on. Yes, their careers have ended, but you can still go back and see videos from, you know, the 90s of them trying to, you know, expose what's going on. This happens, and it's people within the Hollywood and even within our governments and royalty. This is evil personified. And I know it's uncomfortable, and we're going to be trying a lot more to shine a lot more light and give a lot more good news. But we have to face this darkness that is going on, and it's happening to our children. And we're never going to stop exposing that. And they're bringing it into the classrooms. They're bringing it into the classrooms. Kat's just released another series. Have you not? That's up, and we will link it in here to the show.
Yeah, it's just from where I did the pornography presentation. I did say that I would break down smaller so that people can digest it a little bit better. I understand, you know, not everyone can sit through, and I don't blame them actually, not where this is concerned anyway. You need to have it in little bite-sized pieces because it's really difficult to digest. It's so horrific. But I did a part one yesterday. I've called it purposely to avoid the algorithm if possible. I don't know how well it does, but instead of calling it anything to do with pornography, I've called it the explicit material series, sort of, you know, kick that algorithm. It probably picked that up anyway. But yesterday I just did a 15-minute one just on Hugh Hefner. That was all. It was just me talking really on that. You know, the things that he's done and whatever, because a lot of people don't really know who he is, what he was about, what he was being used by the CIA for, and all sorts of things. And then today I started with desensitization, which is probably the biggest issue when it comes to pornography. So that one was desensitization. And the next time I do one, then I'll do it on a different part of the pornography thingy. And, you know, doing it like that. So today's one was 20 minutes. They're both on my wall anyway, on my Facebook wall, but I am going to put them into, I'm going to do a little bit of editing, a little bit of video editing on them, and then I'll put them up then on our YouTube and our Rumble as well, then, so you can put them out properly.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so recently, the Independent Child Traffic and Guardianship Service released a report on trafficked children in the UK. So, in the year of March, in the year ending March 2024, the ICTG, which is Independent Child Traffic and Guardianship, so the ICTG service reported 1,676 children with 835 new referrals. Of these, there were 411 were new cases, 424 ongoing from previous years. The children were assisted through the direct service, 553 of them. The regional practice coordinating service took 310 of those children, and the early response model, 813 children, emphasising the growing need for tailored care in combating child trafficking. You know, that for this country, that's a lot of children. 1,676 children, and they have been passed through to various companies. Direct service had 553, regional practice coordinating service had 310, and early response model had 813 of the children.
Wow.
So, however, guess who is running the Independent Child Trafficking Guardianship and who's behind this? Dr. Bernardo's. Bernardo's. So we need to scrutinise the involvement of organisations like Bernardo's in these services. Bernardo's, a historic charity. I remember at school, we used to have a box, you know, and it used to be like it used to spin, you put your pennies in and it would go down, like spinning down to the bottom, and it was for Dr. Bernardo's. In our primary school, you know, people would come in and always talk about Dr. Bernardo's. Our school was really linked to it. So it's faced so much criticism due to past abuses within its children's home. Investigations revealed that many children suffered emotional, physical, and sexual abuse in Bernardo's care, leading to Bernardo's to publicly apologise and state that there needed to be accountability. Given Bernardo's past, there is concern about the role in the ICTG service, ensuring the safety and well-being of those vulnerable children. So something has to be done here.
Sickening.
It stinks. It absolutely stinks.
It does. Because when you think about who's connected to it and what people think about these people, do you know what I mean? They have no idea. Absolutely none. You know, and it shows us who's involved.
So listen to this other little bit of research. Over the last 40 years, there have been numerous reports and investigations concerning abuse within the Bernardo's children homes, leading to significant scrutiny of the organisation. The Scottish Child Abuse Inquiry, for example, issued a report back in 2020 detailing abuse that occurred in Bernardo's homes in Scotland during the 1950s and 60s. These reports included incidents of emotional, sexual, physical abuse. Bernardo's issued an apology acknowledging the suffering of those affected. Additionally, Northern Ireland, Bernardo's, was among several institutions that issued public apologies back in 22 for their role in historic abuse cases. Survivors and advocacy groups who have criticised these apologies as insufficient, demanding more substantial reparations and accountability. Overall, while the exact number of reports is challenging to quantify, it's clear that Bernardo's have been involved in multiple investigations and has faced significant criticism for its past failures in safeguarding children.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, and then you
failures look at in safeguarding, they've just been involved in it, involved in their abuse, never mind failure to safeguard them, you know?
You know, it's almost like they've taken a page out of the Clinton Foundation or Oprah's foundations.
Well, no, this Bernardo's has been going on years. Bernardo's is probably one of the main ones. Bernardo's is one of the main.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest ones as well. The oldest.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I'm saying
it's more likely that they've taken the others have taken
a page from them. I said it backwards. Exactly right. But it's the same thing we're seeing worldwide. They create these nonprofit organizations, these schools, these foundations, these places to help your children. Let's, you know, oh my goodness, bring them to us. We'll fix it.
This just reminds me of when I was going through the Epstein flight logs and I found Lady Ivay, Ivaegh, head of the NSPCC in Suffolk, 30 times on Jeffrey Epstein's flights.
Wow.
So I called that NSPCC and I asked them, I was concerned for the children of Suffolk because a link to Epstein's Island was in charge of the NSPCC in Suffolk. The silence was absolutely deadly. I phoned their local papers saying, why hadn't they addressed this? And I think I phoned the Mail as well. And 12 days later, that was front page news of the Daily Mail, which was incredible. But this is what the children are, big business. These children's home, these children's charities. And you don't see much good come out of them when you get behind who's involved with these charities. What say you, Catherine?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Whenever digging is done on the so-called organisations that are supposed to be protecting these children, we realise it's not only are they not protecting them, but it's the opposite. They're the ones who are involved in it, you know? Lots of the ones that most people, you know, the average person would believe, if you said like the NSPCC or whatever, they would be, you know, even within the school stuff now then. So, for example, we've got the sex education and all in school, right? The NSPCC have endorsed a lot of this stuff. So exactly. When a parent hears, oh, you know, it's endorsed by the NSPCC, they're like, oh, right, okay, that's fine. Because they've got this just assumption that the NSPCC is for safeguarding children, when in actuality, they're not.
You hit the nail on the head right there. They assume someone else has done the research for them.
Yeah.
In this day and age, mom and dad, stop assuming anybody has the best interest for your children. They do not. They do not. Yeah. And we are seeing it's a dangerous it
thing to
over.
It's a dangerous thing to assume, let's put it that way.
Yeah. And this actually leads me to really good news. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it does. It really does. I have been in a real dark place. I'm just going to be honest. For a couple weeks, I've had a whole lot of stress in my world. There's been a whole lot going on in my own personal world that honestly took me to my knees. I'm just being honest, folks. We all have, you know, we all struggle, and I have struggled. To the point that it shook my faith. And I had to get back to center. I mean, I was like, Lord, I don't get it. I'm trying to do all the right things. I'm praying, I'm putting on my armor. I'm doing what you're telling me to do. What am I missing? And he said, that's exactly it. You're doing. Stop. It's not up to you. It's up to me. And I was like, ooh. God just gave me such a revelation, you guys, that it's time to magnify the Lord. It is time to magnify the Lord. That does not mean that we're not going to bring darkness to light. We are. But in the process of doing that, he wants to remind people that any good you see comes from him. Any good comes from him. And he really helped me understand that in the midst of this chaos that we see all around us, this civil unrest, these civil wars, this World War III we're looking at, the planes falling out of the skies, the woke politics, the human trafficking, the pornography, all of it that's going on all around us all the time. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. The world is run by a satanic cabal, and Satan and his fallen angels are the lords of this land. And we have been born into that, but we are not a part of that. And there is this separation. And I think a lot of us have felt that separation in our own families. And we've lost friends trying to tell truth. We've lost relationships. We've lost businesses. We've lost jobs. We've lost finances. We've lost so much trying to stand for righteousness and goodness and shine light in the dark. And sometimes in the midst of that battle, you get battle weary, you get heartbroken, and you just get down and depressed, and you want to just go to bed and cover your head and say, I don't want to do this anymore. And I'm being really transparent. That's exactly where I was. And it's just been a tough couple weeks. And what I heard from the Lord was rise up and release my plans, not the enemy's. Stop talking about what the enemy is going to do and giving him power and energy to do it. And start talking about what I'm going to do. And I was like, whoo, I can do that. And I said, so I was listening to Diana Larkin on August 6th, and she was talking about a whirlwind of fury. And she said, rise up and release my plans for August, which was exactly what I had just heard from the Lord. And he said, release my exposure. Release, I am going to expose hidden documents, emails, and text. I'm going to raise up whistleblowers, and it's going to be too hot to handle in August. He said, when you pray, make me brave. Upgrade my courage, because we're going to have to be bold and brave, and we are going to have to speak out against all of this. But there will be a cosmic reveal from heaven. There will be an avalanche, a flood, a whirlwind, a volcano, a tsunami, an earthquake, a collapsing dam, and a fallen house of cards. It's all coming.
Yeah.
And he said, I will save a nation in a day.
Ooh. Amen.
And so, yeah. So in the midst of all of this that we're seeing and we're hearing and we're talking about, God's not done. He's not done. And until we win, it's not over. Because we know God won, and so do we. So we have to stay in the fight. We have to know the heart of God. He is going to bring us revelation. We have to surrender our thoughts and our ways and say, Father, let me see this world through your eyes. And he said, there will be a rescue operation. The enemy's plan for darkness is to bring this to a crisis point. He wants destruction. He wants World War III, plagues, financial crisis. And we're seeing all that even, you know, this week. The market crash, right?
Yeah.
We've had so much happen.
Well, our riots here have just been ridiculous. I mean, it's got crazy, and we've got gangs of people.
Yeah.
It's just chaos.
Trying to take over.
Exactly. So I think this is perfect, and it kind of leads us on to what we've, Kat, it was your idea. We've already got the prophecy watch, but you had an idea the other day, didn't you? And I think it's genius.
Yeah. And it was just because I know many people, anyone who's friends with me on Facebook and can see my wall knows anyway. I've just been, you know, a lot of my posts lately have either been YouTube videos of testimony, or I've been speaking a lot about the New Age, the witchcraft, and the New Age movement to Jesus. And the reason I speak about that only, that's not the only way that people are saved, by the way. You don't have to be into the New Age. It's just that the reason I talk about that one is because I feel, because I was involved with it, I've got a little bit of it, you know, my own experience. I've got no business telling it from a different point of view, because I don't know it from a different point of view. So just for anyone who thinks I'm just attacking the one side of, you know, the New Age thingy, I'm not. I'm just simply trying to put out the word of Jesus. Anyway, I just thought while I was watching all of these testimonies, and I have watched, I can't even tell you what, that's all I've been doing actually. But it's a good thing, you know, it's been a good thing for me. And it's just how empowering and how, you know, how just amazing it is to listen to these people and listen to these testimonies. And I know that people are in those same situations, right? There are, you know, there's going to be people out there in similar situations, whichever way you look at it. And I just think if we do you know, a testimony one a week. So I did put a status up and just said, look, just to put the feelers out there, this is what we plan to do. We plan to do our weekly news show. We plan to do our prophecy show. And we want to do a testimony once a week. Would anybody be interested in giving their testimony? And I've had quite a bit of interest from it. So, you know, I think we'll start with our own, because the three of us here, you know, like you said earlier, Christine has been a Christian for a long time. And myself and Lou, you know, we're very new to it. Me, I'm newer than Lou to it as well. You know, we're babies to that extent. So, you know, we've all got our testimony and we're all more than happy to give ours. So we'll do ours first. And then after that, then, you know, anyone who wants to give their testimony to how they came to Jesus, we'd love to have you on. You know, we'll do one a week. And so far, I've got about 6 or 7 people who want to give theirs, other than the three of us on here. And I know, Lou, you're going to have some, and I'm sure Christine's going to have some too. So this will be an ongoing thing then. You know, the more people that come to Jesus, the more testimony we're going to have. It's that simple,
and
isn't it?
Precious. Yes. And there's no better way to share the love of God and his light. The Bible says, ooh, I just lost the scripture. Seriously? Give me a second. I'm going to look it up. I'll be right back with that thought. Y'all go ahead.
I think it's perfect for this time, Kat. I really do, because I wanted to bring it more and more in. And it has, you know, it's been growing. We're bringing it a lot more in. But at these times right now, and what we're seeing, we've got to be in prayer. We really have, because, yeah, you know, there's going to be, you know, there is going to be beautiful light after the darkness. That's without a doubt. And I know there's many saying that this is it, we're in tribulation. I still don't think so. I'm still going on Nineveh.
Yeah,
there are many signs. There are many
end of time.
Yeah, yeah, and it could also be Satan trying to push things forward. You just look at what just happened at the Olympics. And by the way, all the swimmers who were doing the wild swimming that they did in the Seine, right? Even up to a week ago, they said that the levels of there's shit, there's piss when it starts raining and they have heavy rain, all the sewage goes into the scene and the swimmers are coming down ill. They should have never have gone into that water.
Oh, no way. So, I haven't watched any of it. I haven't, so I didn't know any of that. Wow.
Yeah, they're getting really, really ill. So that whole thing, everyone's done everything on it, so it's not worth us recapping.
No.
It was demonic.
No.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, that's as far as we need to go. It was clearly
we don't
clearly
need to go
demonic.
There.
We don't need to go there, you know. It's, it, no, it is
exactly
what it is.
Can I just say that if anybody hasn't seen Anything Goes with James English on the Madeleine McCann case with, I can't pronounce, he's Swiss or Norwegian, his name's Bernd, just wow. I've now watched it. It's 2 hours. It flies past. He's cracked the case. He's cracked the case. And it wouldn't surprise me if there are people who will be going over to Praia Deluge and looking for Maddie's body. That's all I'm going to say. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Oh, wow.
I think I did send it to you. Did you have
you
a look at it?
You did send it to me. I still haven't watched it. I keep forgetting. I get so caught up on these testimony. I will watch it. It's in my inbox. I will watch it.
Yeah, it really, I just urge everyone to. And apparently the two of them aren't together. Jerry McCann and Kate McCann are split up.
If you send that my way, I'll put it in the show notes today.
Yeah, it really, it's a boom.
Okay. I just want to share something that is so fun. And I think we're going to see, okay? Not what the news says we're going to see, but what I think we're going to see. So, you know, the DNC is coming up soon, right?
Hang on, just for English, that's the Democratic National Conference. So we had the Republican one where Trump went with the era, you know, with first appearance. So now it's,
yeah,
the Democrats.
The Democrats are going to have
this is going to be comedy gold. It's going to be comedy
gold. It is. It is. Because here's the deal. you've got Kamala and Waltz. And of course, anybody who has done any research on either of them know what complete and utter evil.
Just give a little recap on who Waltz is and what his policies were. Just for people who don't know they're not going to win, but who her vice president pick is, this Waltz. Just give a little bit of background, if you don't mind.
You can't get any more left of center than Waltz, okay? If you thought Bernie Sanders was crazy, he is way, way further than Bernie. He is over the top. He's a communist, flat-out communist. He is all about the trans movement. He put tampons in the boys' bathrooms. He just thinks that's a brilliant idea and that's going to solve some problems.
And he also deserted.
He left the military, stolen valor.
He literally just when they were being called to go to Iraq,
right,
to go and fight, he'd left. Left the military and left all his guys to go instead of him.
Exactly. So yeah, he is as low can be. And what's funny is Trump has put out some pretty good little clues as to what's going to happen at the DNC. And if you truly believe in Q and you believe the white hats and God are in control, I think this is how it's going to play out. I think the DNC is going to call in Hollywood and the music industry and every famous person that all their little sheep follow so that they tune in. And I think about the time the music stops, Biden's going to walk in and say, I know exactly what you fools have done. And I think Jim Carrey's playing Biden now. So he's much taller, he's much more agile, and he's well-spoken. It's like, you know, Biden quit and has come back and he looks younger. He's on top of it, man. It's funny. It's so insane. Hilarious.
Can I just say, I just remembered something. And it's the police. I don't know if it's Met Police, or I think it's Greater Manchester Police. He was on Sky News and he's going to come down on people like Elon Musk and who are enticing violence on the street. So basically, they're saying anyone who's British and starts talking about immigration mainly, you could have a knock on your door. On social media, they're monitoring it. Because the reporter said, even Elon Musk, he said, we have the powers that people are enticing violence on the streets.
I don't think any of our people are enticing violence on the streets. I think a lot of our people
are agitators.
Yeah, there are people being paid to do it without a shadow of a doubt.
Usually paid actors on the other side. They're not really our.
No, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. But we've also got, it's a fact that there are no-go zones in parts of the country where these Muslim gangs aren't allowing, they backed off. They warned a reporter the other day to move out, get out of the way. And she was, can't remember what news network she was from. So it's going crazy. It's exactly what the prophecy was saying. I can remember hearing this from Robin Bullock about the UK. I can remember hearing it from Amanda Grace. And I can remember Julie Green about it as well. It's exactly as prophesized. And leave it up to God. Don't get involved, though, guys. Don't, because it's just agitators. And look what's happening, how quickly the British were picked up and put in front of a judge. And I don't think any the other side have been as of yet. Well, that was the report I saw, I think, earlier today. So, yeah, don't get enticed into it all. Pray. God's in control.
Yeah, don't get involved, guys. That's exactly what they want.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Yay. So we'll be back next week with Justin Walker. We will do a prophecy show. And I think we will do our very first installment of testimony.
Who's going first? I'll go last, I will. One of you two.
Well, Christine, you can go first.
Christine, you go first. Yes,
you've been a Christian the longest. And then I
we'll do it in order of who's been a Christian the longest.
Yeah. We'll start with the elder. The elder and hip hop. And the elder and hip hop. Hip hop. Hip hop expert.
Hip hop queen. That's right. All right. Well,
that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. Exposingthelie.info. Q team awesome over on True Social. We're on TikTok, Liberty Tactics. We have started a YouTube channel. I've been absolutely shit. Excuse my French, sorry, but I haven't had a chance to upload. I will be getting on with that, as well as the other million and other things I have to do. We're going to deep delve into the Diddy stuff, so watch out for that. And we will get Kat's latest series up on Rumble as well. And we might even break it down into little 10-minute parts and get it on TikTok, because I think Jason's flying with TikTok at the moment. So well done, Jace.
Well done, Jace, yeah.
That's it. Good night, guys.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, all. God bless.